This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The Netherlands will go into a strict lockdown beginning Sunday over the Christmas and New Year period to try to contain the highly contagious Omicron coronavirus variant. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
The lockdown starts Sunday, closing all non-essential shops and services such as restaurants and museums until mid-January. Schools will be shut until at least January 9th. In addition, the government is recommending that households receive no more than two visitors. The strict new measures follow a nighttime lockdown imposed late last month. That resulted in a drop in infections from record levels. But since the Omicron variant was first found in the Netherlands 3 weeks ago, cases have surged. More than 85% of Dutch adults are vaccinated, but fewer than 9% of adults have had a booster shot. That's one of the lowest levels in Europe.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. U.S. government officials said Saturday they will not issue citations tied to President Biden's vaccine mandate before January 10th so that companies have time to adjust to and implement requirements. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The Occupational Health and Safety Administration, or OSHA, also said there would be no citations of companies regarding its testing requirements before February 9. Late Friday, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Biden's vaccine mandate for larger private employers can take effect, reversing a previous court decision made after the mandate was challenged by Republican-led states. The rule would affect some 84 million workers and was originally scheduled to take effect January 4. Arkansas's attorney general said she would ask the U.S. Supreme Court to block the order. I'm Julie Walker.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Police and protesters at an anti-vaccine demonstration clashed in central London Saturday. Around 5,000 people took part in the United for Freedom march. Police faced off with demonstrators both at Parliament Square and then later outside Downing Street, the official residence of the Prime Minister. The clashes came as Omicron was confirmed as the dominant virus variant in London, prompting the city's mayor to declare a major incident. The move allows local councils in Britain's capital to coordinate work more closely with emergency services. Pakistani authorities say at least a dozen people were killed and 11 others injured in an explosion Saturday at a Karachi bank branch. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The cause of the blast at a branch of Pakistan's largest bank, Habib Bank Limited, could be a gas leak, a senior police officer said. A petrol station located next to the bank in the Sindh Industrial Trading Estate and cars parked nearby were badly damaged. The bank's floor was ripped apart, exposing twisted iron bars. A senior police officer told reporters it was not immediately clear how many were dead or injured in the explosion, as the bank had a skeleton staff on Saturday. Construction laws are often flouted in Pakistan. Several sewage drains have been concreted over in Karachi to make way for parking lots. Last month, the country's Supreme Court ordered the demolition of a multi-story apartment building found to have been constructed on an illegal plot at Karachi's main thoroughfare.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Brooklyn Nets stars Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving have entered into the league's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. We get more from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Just a day after announcing they were welcoming back their star point guard Kyrie Irving for games and practices in which he is eligible. Multiple media outlets reported Saturday that he and 11-time All-Star Kevin Durant have both entered into the league's COVID-19 health and safety protocols, giving the Nets a total of 9 players not able to step on the court. Durant has been putting together an MVP-caliber season for the Eastern Conference leading Nets, while Irving has not suited up for the team yet this season because he refuses to take the COVID-19 vaccine required to enter the Nets' Barclays Center. The team previously said the guard would not play or practice with the team until he could be a full participant, but recently had a change of heart. The NBA, NFL, and NHL have all seen games postponed due to the recent COVID-19 outbreak.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David.